Can a corticosteroid injection serve as a stopgap treatment for runners with heel pain? Well, that's what we're talking about today on the Doc on the Run podcast.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
Now, on February 23rd, I was actually sitting in Lake Tahoe in a conference room listening to a lecture on plantar fasciitis. And this was at the International Foot and Ankle Foundation meeting. And a doctor who is actually a professor of biomechanics and podiatric medicine at Barry University was giving a lecture on plantar fasciitis. I was listening intently because the next day I was actually scheduled to give a lecture called When Heel Pain is Not Plantar Fasciitis in Runners. Something he said kind of stopped me in my tracks. He said that a cortisone injection or a corticosteroid injection can be used as a stopgap treatment to get patients relief sooner than waiting for the treatment to completely resolve. And it is true that corticosteroids can reduce the inflammation in and around the plantar fascia and actually make you have less pain. But there's a reason that I actually mentioned what he said in my talk the next day, because I virtually never do that in runners anymore. Now, when I had a normal practice with normal people, I used to treat plantar fasciitis with these corticosteroid injections pretty much daily. But I almost never do that now for a couple of reasons. One of them is that we know that corticosteroids stop inflammation and that makes it hurt less. We also know that corticosteroids break up collagen bonds. And since the plantar fascia is a huge sheet of collagen, that can make it weaker. So if you inject the corticosteroids and it makes it weaker, well, that can be a problem. And let me explain how. So after months of running and dumbing down your runs and running slower and being frustrated, if you then go in and you get that corticosteroid injection from your doctor, what are you gonna do? Well, you're gonna run more, you're gonna train more. And if the fascia is already weaker from all of the inflammation you've had for that period leading up to the doctor's visit, and then you actually get a cortisone injection that decreases some of the strength of the fascia further, and then you suddenly ramp up your training, well, you can get a partial rupture or a little tear in the plantar fascia just because you stressed it and strained it so much when you're not really fit. To complicate things, when you've lost your fitness because you've stopped running, well, then you wobble, sway, your form's terrible, and all of these structures like the plantar fascia get stressed more, and that can lead to a bigger problem. So in general, as a rule, I do not inject runners with plantar fasciitis because I'm concerned that they can actually get a partial tear or a rip in the fascia itself. However, there is a time when I would do that. Let's say you spend your whole life trying to qualify for Ironman Hawaii and you finally get in. Once you finally get in, I know you really want to do that race. And so if you had plantar fasciitis that was really problematic, I might inject you before the race, explaining to you very carefully that this is going to decrease your pain and help you get through the race in terms of you actually being able to compete and not have pain in your heel. However, I would also explain to you that there's a good chance that this could increase the risk that it might actually tear when you did the race. And if that is okay with you and you can live with that risk and it makes sense for you, then fine, it's your call, it's not mine. When I did Ironman Hawaii, I actually had pneumonia. My doctor did not like that, but it was my decision. I did the race, I finished, and I'm happy I got it over with. So you've got to think about the risk of these procedures when a doctor offers it to you. And many times, you know, we as physicians are so busy, you might not really understand all of it, but hopefully this episode helps you understand a bit more about the risk of cortisone injections in runners. If you want to learn more about heel pain and you want to see all the strategies I teach to physicians at medical conferences, as well as the strategies I use with people who have heel pain that won't go away and they want to run, you can get it for free at docontherun.com/heelpainmasterclass. It's a free deep dive into all the strategies I use with runners and the same strategies I teach to physicians. So go check it out, docontherun.com/heelpainmasterclass, and I'll see you in the training.